Today's shiur is in Masechta Pesachim on Daf Pei Ches. We will begin on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, four words before the end of the Amud, with the words Amar Ullah. Ullah continues to explain another reason, besides the ones mentioned in yesterday's Daf, of why Bavel was chosen for the Klal Yisrael to go into Golus after the first Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Begins the Gemara. Ullah Amar, Kidei sheyoichlu tmorim v'yasku b'tayra. Bavel was chosen because it was a very fertile country, and tmorim, dates, grew there very easily, and therefore Klal Yisrael would be able to spend time, a lot of time, on learning Torah, and would not it would not be necessary for them to spend a lot of time making a living to procure food. And therefore, Bavel was chosen. And the Gemara tells us a story about Ullah himself relating to this inyan. Ullah ikla la Pumpadisa. Ullah came to Pumpadisa, which was a great center of Torah scholarship. Krivulei tirna de tamri. They brought to him, Rashi says, tirna sal, a basket of dates. Amar lahu, so Ullah said to those people who had brought him the basket, kama kihani bezuze, how many baskets of dates can I buy here in Bavel for the coin of a zuz? Amrulei, they answered him, tlas bezuze, you can buy three baskets for one zuz. In other words, the dates were very cheap. Amar, so when Ullah found out how cheap the dates were in Bavel, how inexpensive they were, he said the following: he had a criticism on those people living in Bavel. From three baskets of dates, one can make one basket of date honey, and you have it so prevalent here in Bavel. And the Bavloyim, the Babylonians, the Jews living in Bavel, are not studying Torah. Now, in a few lines, we're going to see that Ullah himself agreed that they were studying Torah. So what does it mean here that the Bavloim are not studying Torah? It means that since it is so inexpensive to buy these dates, and Klal Yisrael does not have to spend much time on making a parnasa, one would think that as much as they're learning, they could have learned more. More Bavloim could be learning, and each Jew living in Bavel could learn more. That was his criticism on Klal Yisrael living in Bavel. Belelya, but that evening, Tzarua, the dates, gave him tsar, because the dates, on the one hand, they're very good as a food, they sustain a person, they give warmth to the body, but they have a negative effect. They're a laxative. Sometimes it's necessary to have a laxative, but if eaten too much of this product, which is a laxative, it can cause problems, and that seems to have happened to Ullah. They caused him pain during the evening. Omar, so then Ullah had a different perspective on the dates and on the learning of Klal Yisrael and Bavel. He said the following: Molet sina sama de mafsa bezuza bebavel ubavloi aski beraisa. He was amazed. Here you can purchase for one zuz a basket full of poison, because apparently the dates had really affected his digestive system. And you can buy for one date a basket full of poison in Bavel, and yet the Bavloim are being Isaac the Torah. So he was amazed at how much Torah they were learning, although they consumed dates in a great abundance. The Omer Rab Lazar, continues the Gemara, Rab Lazar said, "My dichsiv, v'holchu amim rabim, that many nations will go, v'yomru, and they will say, l'chu v'na'ale el har Hashem, let us go up to the mountain of Hashem, el beis elikei Yaakov, to the house of the God of Yaakov." And Rab Lazar asked the question, elikei Yaakov, v'loy elikei Avram v'Yitzchak, is Hashem only the God of Yaakov, and he's not the God of Avram and Yitzchak? What is the meaning of this pasuk? Elo loy ke'avraham. The pasuk means to say that as the Rif appears in the Ein Yaakov, explains that when will the Amim Rabim go up to the Beis Hashem? When will they say to each other, "Lechu, let us go up to the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim"? Not has Avram referred to the Beis HaMikdash. Like Avram Shekosev Boi Har, that he referred to the Beis HaMikdash as a mountain, Shenemar Asher Yoimra Yoim Bahar Hashem Yeroa, following the Akedah, Avram said about future generations that they will say that today Hashem was seen here on this mountain. So he referred to the Beis HaMikdash as a mountain. V'loiki Yitzchak Shekosev Boi Sada, and not like Yitzchak, who referring to the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk says it was known as a sada, a field. Shenemar vayetsa Yitzchak lasuach basada, that Yitzchak went out to daven in the field. And as the Ben Yoyada explains, although the field there was not the field which upon which would one day rise the Beis HaMikdash, but the Ben Yoyada explains it as follows: vayetsa Yitzchak lasuach, he went out to daven. And the halach is that wherever you are in the world, you have to have kavana to have your heart facing the Beis HaMikdash. Basada Yitzchak, when he went out to daven outside, his kavana was to the Beis HaMikdash, to the site of the Beis HaMikdash that was in the Sada there in Yerushalayim. So we see that concerning Yitzchak, it refers to the Beis HaMikdash as a field. And as the Rif there in Dayan Yaakov beautifully explains, that when will the Goyim want to stream to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash? Not in the period when the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as a har, as we say, Al Har Tzion Sheshamein, that Har Tzion was desolate. They will not come in a time when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, as the har is referred to by Avram. They will not come as Sada, as the Beis HaMikdash is referred to by Yitzchak, because that Sada, we have a negative connotation, Tzion Sada Techresh, that Tzion will be plowed over like a field. That's again referring to the Zman HaChurban. When will the Goyim want to stream to the Beis HaMikdash? When it will be a bias, as Yaakov referred to it. Ela ki Yaakov shekori bias shenemer vayikra shema mokam ahu Beis Kael. Yaakov referred to that place where he laid down on the stone and went to sleep. In that place, that he referred to as Beis Kael. This is the house of Hashem. Hashem has a house here amongst the Tachtonim, amongst mankind. There is a place of permanence as depicted by a house. When we will have the third Beis HaMikdash with the coming of Mashiach Tzakenu, which should happen quickly in our days, then the Goyim will say, let us go up, v'holchuam and rabim v'omru l'chu v'nala el har Hashem el Beis Elokei Yaakov. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Gadol kibbutz Golias kiyom shenivru v'shemayim v'aretz. The day when the exiles will come together from all over the world, the scattered exiles, that day is equal to the day when heaven and earth were created. Shenemar, it says in Hosea concerning the kibbutz Golias, the ingathering of the exiled, v'nikbitzu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael, the descendants of Yehuda, Malchus Yehuda, and the descendants of Yisrael, Malchus Beis Yisrael, yachtav, together they will gather, v'somolem roish echad, they will put upon themselves one head, one leader, v'olum in aretz, they will rise up, they will travel from the land, ki gadol yom Yisrael, the day of Yisrael is great, and it Rashi brings down from the Targum, that the Targum translates Yisrael, the day of the Knesset, of the gathering together of the exiled all over the world. So in reference to that day, it calls it yom, uksiv, vayer, vayivoyker, yom echad, and likewise it calls creation of heaven and earth as Yom Echad. In both Psukim it mentions Yom, and as the Marshah says, just like Shemayim and Oretz, heaven and earth were created Yesh Me'ayin, a something was created from nothing, so too the miracles that will take place at the time of the Kibbutz Golias will be Yesh Me'ayin. There will be a phenomenon of Klal Yisrael coming together from no one will be able to see in advance how this will develop. It'll be as great as the day when heaven and earth were created. And now we return to our Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated that a Yosoim, and here we're speaking about an orphan who is a katan, who is under bar mitzvah, sheshachtu alav apetrupsin, he was designated two guardians by Bezdin, and both of the guardians shechted a korban Pesach before the Yasom. So the Mishnah tells us on Pei Zayin Amid Aleph that he should eat Yochel B'Makom Shu Roitze. He should eat from the Korban Pesach that he wishes. The Gemara says, just like we had on Pei Zayin Amid Aleph concerning a married woman and her husband versus her father, the Gemara here has the same question. Shamat mino yesh breira. It would seem that if you allow the Yosim to choose after the Korban Pesach was shechted by both apotropsin, he can choose to eat one of those Korban Pesachs. It would seem that you're saying yesh breira. And as the Meiri explained, and as we explained in yesterday's shir, that we do not say breira in a din d'oraisa. Breira meaning that although we have to know which Korban Pesach we are shechting for this katan at the time of the shechita, when the animal is ritually slaughtered, and not at the time of the achila. And here we are only finding out at the time of the achila, so we want to do it retroactively. It's considered as if we knew at the time of shechita. And by a din d'oraisa, which this is, to eat the Korban Pesach, which is a chiyuv from the Torah, we do not say breira. And yet, it would seem that there's no other explanation of how the Yosem can decide which one he's going to eat, unless we say Yesh Breira. How could that be? Tosfos points out that why, Tosfos asked the question, why can't we give the same answer as yesterday? That it's speaking about not that he chooses retroactively, but at the time of Shechita we ask the Katan, which Korban Pesach do you want to be shechted for you? Do you want Reuven or do you want Shimon's? Tosfos answers that there is no chiddush in that. Tosfos says that in the case of a married woman, there is some chiddush, because even if we say that there is no din of breira, there's a chiddush, because I would have thought that she would normally go after her husband. As we spoke out, as the Gemara spoke out in yesterday's shir, that it's speaking about where she's not redufa to go to the house of her father, and therefore we would think she's close to her husband and she would want his Korban Pesach. So the only way that she can do that is if she speaks it out at the time of Shechita, as the Gemara said in yesterday's shir. But if she doesn't speak it out at the time of Shechita, she's not able to eat neither from her father's nor from her husband's, because then we would have to come on to Breira, a retroactive knowledge of what she wanted, and there's no din of Breira by a din of the Torah. So there's a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even if we say Ein Breira, she does not automatically go to her husband as we would assume, but rather she can't eat from anyone. And the only way she could eat from someone is if she tells us what she wants at the time of Shechita. So there in the Reisha we have a Chiddush, and that's why it said that then. But here in the Seifa, what would be the Chiddush if we say Ein Breira? Why would I think that this Yosem would go more to one apotropos than the other? So the Chiddush that we have in the first case, we don't have in the second case. So the only Chiddush possible is to say that here we say Yesh Breira. And that's our difficulty, because we don't say Breira in a Din Torah. That's how Tosfos explains the Gemara's Kasha. Amar Rav Zeira, your question of Breira is not a question, because here we're speaking about a katan. And by a katan, we learn from a pasuk, the way Rashi explains to us, that a father can force his son, who's a katan, to partake in the Korban Pesach that he shechts, or in the case, if there is a apotropos, like our case that we're discussing here in the Mishnah, the apotropos can shecht for the cotton even without his acknowledgement or agreement. This Fas Emes asks a question, but after all, since there were two apotropos and who shechted for the cotton, even though we're going to learn from the pasuk, and let's learn it first inside. Amar Rav Zeira, sel abayis mikol makayim, as Rashi learns, that since the Torah tells us that there is a seh for the house, then the father or the apotropos can shecht the Korban Pesach without the das. It's not that we're saying breira, that we retroactively figure out from the time of eating back to the time of Shechita which Korban Pesach the Katan wanted. But rather, his das is not necessary. So we don't have an issue of Brera. Ask the Sfas Emes, but we still have to figure out which one he wants and which one he doesn't want, because both apotropsin shechted for him. So l'chora, we still have to come on to Brera. So the Sfas Emes says a very nice thought that no, here we're both shechted for him, and both are allowed to shecht for him as representatives of his father, in place of his father, they could do it without his will. So one of them has certainly booked this cotton for a specific Korban Pesach. He is just going to tell us the one that he doesn't want. But as far as the one that he wants, that's already in place from the mikoach, from the power of the pasuk of Selabias, that the father or the apotropos has an ability without the son's agreement or knowledge or acknowledgement to force him to accept that. The only thing the katan is going to decide is which one he doesn't want. On that, there's no inyan of brera. As long as we know that the one he eventually wanted is that, on that one, it was not necessary to have his das. So that works without brera, and we don't have a problem with brera. This is how the Sfas Emes understands this Gemara. And Tosus over here tells us, he explains in the second Tosus, Selabias, he says that Selabias is not a din d'oraisa, as we find Rab Zera in the Gemara in the Dorm Daf Lamed Vav, says that mid a Torah you don't have to be memana a cotton on a Korban Pesach. Tosus asks the Kasha, but there should be a problem, Shaloy L'menuyav, that someone is eating the Korban Pesach who wasn't designated. You're telling me in a minute of Raisa he doesn't have to be appointed. So then it comes out that a Katan who was not appointed is eating from the Korban Pesach. And we have a din, it says the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, that even though a Katan can eat treif things, and Bezdin is not Mitzuvah Lafrish, they don't have to separate him, but they cannot stuff treif down his throat. Lispois loy be a daim usher. They can't stuff it down his throat. So how could the Bezdin force the cotton here to eat from a Korban Pesach on which he was not designated? We learn out from the Pasuk loy sechilim that Bezdin should not feed something that there's a problem with to a cotton. So Tosus answers that when can Bezdin not feed it to a cotton? That's only things like Shrutzim and the Velas, where there's no inyan of chinuch. But here there is an aspect of being mechanachim in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and on that, Bezdin could force him to eat the Korban Pesach, and there's no problem. The Chassam Sofer explains the words of Tosfos, that Chas v'Shalom, that Tosfos is saying that even an aveira can be done in order to be mechanach a child in a mitzvah. What kind of chinuch is it if you're, in order to be mechanach him in Korban Pesach, you're going to also be mechanach him in some aveira of Shaloy L'Menuyev? But rather, the Chassam Sofer says that it's only here where even if we would be memana him on the Korban Pesach, his minui would not be a minui. He anyway comes out eating Shaloy L'Menuyev. So then there's no Avera in doing it. That's what Tosfos means. Since there's a chinuch of a mitzvah, and even if he would want to be designated willingly, we could not designate him because he's not someone who has a connection with being designated on a Korban. So if in fact he wasn't designated, it's not considered that anything wrong was done. And over here, we could be memana him on the Korban Pesach. Other Rishonim look at this whole thing a little differently. The Shita Mekabetzis brings down that even though Ktanim are not B'nai Hamnoah, they still can eat the Pesach of their fathers without Hamnoah because it's a Gzeres Sekosev. That's what the Gemara means here. Selabias is teaching us that in the case of Ktanim, they can be given to eat the Korban Pesach without being designated since they're part of the person's household. And Tosfos in the Dorim tells us that there's no isser of eating a korban Pesach shaloy lemenuyev, not being designated, only on someone who has a chiyev in the mitzvah of tachaisu, as the pasuk says, ish lefi achloi tachaisu al aseh. You should be counted on the seh. So if you're an ish and you have a mitzvah to be counted on the seh, then there's an avera of not counting you. But a katan who's not an ish, he doesn't have the mitzvah of counting. He doesn't have the avera of not being counted either. Reb Chaim Alevi, Reb Chaim Brisker, has an interesting approach here in the sugya, and he says, since a katan, you cannot designate a katan on a korban pesach with his das, he's not considered that he has das, so therefore it works with zachen la'adam shalai b'fanav, that the father can be mezakeh his child without him having das, whereas in the case of a gadol who has das, then it is not possible unless the person himself willingly is designated on the korban. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabban. Sela ba'ayis melamed sha'adam maybe v'shoichet al yaday. This pasuk teaches us that a person comes and shechts on behalf of four benoi ubita aktanim, his son and daughter who are aktanim, v'ayidei avdiv shevchase aktanim, and Rashi explains why can he shecht without the das, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, without the knowledge or agreement of his young children, because since he has a chiv of chinuch on them, if he has a chiv of chinuch over them, he does not require their das. And also, he doesn't require the das, v'ayidei avdiv shevchase aktanim, his servant, his slave or his maidservant to Arknanim, bein midaitan, whether they are willing to do it, they know about it, bein shloim midatam, or whether they don't want to do it or don't know about it. Again, since slaves are soimach on the shulchan of their master, they rely on food, getting food from their master, so therefore he has control over them and he can designate them to a korban pesach without their knowledge or agreement. Avol, continues the Brisa, ein shochet al yedei b'noi b'tekadoylem. But his children, his sons and daughters who are already gadol, who are not simach on his shulchan, for them, he cannot forcibly designate them on his korban pesach unless he has their agreement. V'yedei avdiv shivchaser evrim, and likewise for Jewish slaves or servants or maidservants, he also cannot force them. And as Rashi points out, although a shifcha who's an ivriya, that only helps when she's a katan, once she gets simonim of naira, she is no longer to remain as a shifcha ivriya. And so it comes out that she's a ktana, but since he has no chiyuv of chinuch on her, bishlam, his own children, he has a chiyuv chinuch. So therefore, he can force them to be part of his korban pesach. Whereas by a shifcha ivriya, who's not his child, and he has no chiyuv of chinuch on her, so there's nothing that gives him ownership over her, and therefore, the halacha is that he needs her das. He cannot do it against her will. And likewise, v'yidei ishtoi, through his wife, also he cannot do it without her das, as Rashi explains, that even though she gets mezoinus from him, so one would think that she is soimach on his shulchan, she should be the same like bonim ktanim, who depend on their father, but since the whole takon of mezoinus was only done for a woman, to get food, and she has a right to say, as Rashi brings down, any nezoinus from any oise, if what I produce, the things that I produce through my labor, I earn more money than what you are supplying me with food, I can say I'd rather support myself. So in that sense, she does not have to be under the jurisdiction of her husband, and therefore, since she can always say this potentially, she is considered her own entity, and therefore he requires her das, as the Brisa concludes, elami datan, except for the eved Knani and Shifcha Knanis and his children who are Ktanim, everyone else you require their das. Tanya Idich, we learned in another Brisa, Lo Yishchad Adam, a person should not shech loyal yidei benoi ubita gdolim, not for his children who are above bar mitzvah, and not v'yidei avdi v'shuchasrei ivrim, and not v'yidei ishtoi, ela midaitan, unless he has their knowledge and agreement. av will shaykh ru al yaday b'noi b'tek tanim. He can shecht for his young children. V'ayidei av v'shuchas haknanim. He can shecht for his servant, his slave, or his maidservant who are knanim. Bein midaitim, bein shalom midaitim. Whether they agree, or whether they know about it, they don't know about it, he does not require their agreement. V'kulon sheshachtu v'shachad rabban aleyen, and all of them. And the Gemara is soon going to explain who this refers to. All of them who, if they shechted for themselves a Korban Pesach, and also their Rebbe shechted on their behalf a Korban Pesach, Yotze Mishal Rabban, they're Yotze with their master's Korban Pesach, Vein Yotze Mishal Atzman, they're not Yotze with their own Korban Pesach. Chutz Min HaIsha, except for his wife, Sheyichol Limcha, since she has the ability, she could be Mocha, therefore, as we explained before, she's a separate entity, she could say, Eini Nizoynis Veini Yotze, and therefore, she's not considered under his domain, and he cannot force her to be part of his Korban Pesach unless she agrees. Mistamo, we say, she, as the Gemara will soon explain, if she didn't indicate one way or the other, we understand that she wants to be with her husband's Korban Pesach, but if she's Moicha, if she objects, then she can partake in her own Korban Pesach. The Gemara asks a question, Maishna Isha, you tell me, Chutzman Isha, would seem that everyone else who was enumerated above, meaning Diktanim and the Gedolim children, and the Eved Knanim and the Eved Ivrim, everyone except for his wife, you don't need their das. Only from his wife you need her das. Maishna Isha. Why is Isha different than the other ones who we've learned before? You require their das, which is the Gedolim, the Eved Ivri, Lechore, there, if they shechted themselves, it should be acceptable as well. Why is the woman, his wife, the only exception? Amar Rava, so Rava responded, Isha v'chol didam, you're right, Einachanami, it means a woman who's a separate entity, because she could be Maicha, and anyone else who's a separate entity, which would include his older children, and a Eved Ivri, and a Shifcha Ivriya, who are considered separate entities, they have the same din, that if the Raboi shechted for them, and they shechted for themselves, we say that it is considered that they will partake from their own Korban Pesach. The Gemara now asks the question, there's a stira in the Brisa from the beginning of the Brisa to the end of the Brisa. Hoguf akasha, amrat chutzman isha, sheyichoy lo limchos. You tell me that a woman is an exception, his wife's an exception, because she could be moicha. Taima de machi, so the Gemara understands now this means that when and if she's moicha, then she has her separate Korban Pesach. Ho loy machi, but if in fact she was not moicha, which we would call stoma, she didn't indicate one way or the other, nafke b'shal bala, then she's yaitzei with her husband's Korban Pesach. But in the reisha we learned just the opposite, vaktani reisha v'lo yayidei ishtoi alami daton, and you can all the he does not shecht the Korban Pesach, the husband, for his wife unless he has her das, which the Gemara understands to mean at this point that she has verbally expressed that she wants her husband's Korban Pesach. Hostama, but if she did not give that verbal expression, loy nafke, she's not yotze with her husband. So you have a stira from the reisha to the seifa. In one place it says that you need her verbal approval, her das, but stama, she would not be yotze with her husband. And the other place, it's in the other part of the brisa, it says you need her verbal macha, her verbal telling us that she will not be part of her husband. Otherwise, bistama, she is part of the husband. It's Korban Pesach. So which is correct? The Gemara answers, my elamidaton. Lav da amri in. When it says midaton, you made a mistake. It doesn't mean that the wife said, in, yes, I want to be part of my husband's Korban Pesach, and she expressed it verbally. No, Ela Bistama. She didn't say, she didn't give any indication one way or the other. La Fuki Heichad Amr Loi. What the Brisa means to exclude is where she beferish categorically said, no, I'm Moicha, I don't want to be part of my husband's Korban Pesach. So it comes out from this Gemara up till here that by his wife, if it's Bistama, we say she will go with her husband, and if she verbally expresses her that she does not want to be part of her husband's Korban Pesach, then and only then will she not be part of the Korban Pesach of her husband.
The Gemara asked the question, V'akulum sheshachdu, v'shachad rabban aleim, yoytzim shal rabban. You told me in the Braisa that all of these cases, which would, as the Gemara concluded, mean the Ketanim and the Evet Kenani and Shivcha Kenanis. If they shechted themselves and their master shechted on their behalf, then their Yoytzu Bishal Rabban, the Vistama. So the Gemara says that's a case of Stama. They didn't say over there, we don't want to be part of our master. They shechted, they didn't say anything. So that's a case of a Stama. And you're telling me that over there the din is that they will be part of their Rebbe's Korban Pesach, the Ketanim, and the Shivcha, and the Evid Kenani. Uktani Chutzman Isha. And on that phrase, you told me the only exception is a Isha, which we said Isha V'Damila, the older children, the Evid Ivri, and his wife, all those whose das is required. There the halacha will be that if the Rebbe shechted and they themselves shechted, then they eat from their own Korban Pesach. But what are we speaking about here? We're speaking about Stama. And yet you tell me that a woman is an exception b'stama, mipnei sheyichola limchos, because she's able to be mocha. You just got through telling me that b'stama, she's going to be with her husband unless she categorically expresses her marcha, her objection, I don't want to be part of my husband's Korban Pesach. But if you read the Braisa, it would seem that she's excluded from her husband even if it's stama, even if she didn't verbally express, just yichayla limchos. She's able to be mocha even if she didn't do it. Amar Rava, Rava said no. She has to categorically tell us that she doesn't want to do it. But sometimes action speaks louder than words. Kiven sheshachtoi, since it's speaking about kiven sheshachtu, since these people, in the case of the Ketanim, and in the exception, which is the wife, the chol de domila, the older children, and the Eved Ivri and Shifcha Ivriya, if they shechted, they don't have to say it. Ein l'chamichu, gadol mizeh. There's no greater machod, there's no greater objection than the act of shechting. If I shecht the Korban Pesach, I am telling you, without speaking it out, I am telling you that I do not want to be part of your Korban Pesach. So according to the Maskan of the Gemara, we have three categories that by Tanim and Avaknanim you can force them Bal Korcha. That's what we learned from the Chiddush of Sel Abayis. By his wife, Min Hastam, if she doesn't say anything, then she goes with her husband's Korban Pesach. If she protests, then of course she goes with her own Korban Pesach. And if she shechts a Korban Pesach, there's no greater macha, and then she again eats from her own Korban Pesach. The third category are regular people, and there he cannot have them join his Korban Pesach unless he receives verbally from them acknowledgement that they want to be part of his Korban Pesach. These are the three categories concerning this inyan. Continues the Gemara, Evet Shoshnei Shutvim. It said in the Mishnah, if you have an Evet, a slave, and here we're speaking about an Evet Kenani that belonged to two Shutvim, the halacha is, if each of the Shutvim have this Evet, so he's owned half to one and half to the other, the din is, La Yachel Mishal Shnei'en. He cannot eat from both of them. The only way he can eat a Korban Pesach is if the two come to an agreement that you will eat from one of us, then he is permitted. But otherwise, each half of the Eved cannot eat from the other person's Korban Pesach because the master on that half does not want him to eat from the Korban Pesach of the other partner. The Gemara is going to ask a stira, Ramilei Ravina Saba, Ravina Saba, the elder Ravina, asked the stira of Nachman, Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Eved shel shnei shutvim, lo yoichel mishal shnei, and it said in our Mishnah that he should not eat from neither of them. Vatani, we learned in a Braisa, ratzim izeh oichel, if he wants, he can eat from this partner, if he wants, he can eat from this partner. Amar lei, so Rav Nachman said back to him, Ina Saba, the elder Ina, va'amrilo, and some say pisya uchma, the black keli. And what was he trying to say here? That when a person as Rav Ina was engrossed in Torah, so very often his white begadim, his white shirt, will become black from perspiration. He won't take care of his... he doesn't give enough attention to his garments. He's busy learning Torah. Or it's black is a sign of humility, and humility is something that enables a person to learn more Torah. So Pis Yochman, that's what he referred to Rav Ina. Minach, from your question, from you and from me, from your question and my answer, Testaim Shmaitza, we're going to come to a conclusion on this Gemara. We're going to have a good shot in the difference between the Brisa and the Mishnah to answer your stira. Mas nisim b'dekapti adadi. In our Mishnah, it's speaking about where one shutev is makbid on the other. As the Rambam says, each shutev is afraid that the other shutev is going to endear himself to the Eved, and the Eved will run away from one shutev and join another. So therefore, they look at the Eved, his ownership by the other partner in a jaundiced way, and I don't want my half Eved having anything to do with what you're going to provide him. I'm makbid that he doesn't eat from your carbon pesach, and therefore this Eved cannot eat from neither of them, as long as they're having a fight and being makbid one and the other. But Brisa, the Brisa which says he could choose from to eat from either one, they're not makbid on each other. They're not in a fight over the Eved, and therefore together they will agree on the Eved eating from one of their carbon pesach, and then if they agree, it's acceptable. Continues the Mishnah. Misha chetzav eved chetzav ben charim. If you have a half eved, half ben charim, in other words, let's say the master freed half of him, or there were two shutvim and one shutv freed him and one shutv did not, so now he's half slave, half free. Lo yoichel mishal raboi. The Mishnah said he's not allowed to eat from his masters. Says the Gemara, Mishel Rabbi Hudali Yoichel, he shouldn't eat from his masters. Ava Mishel Atzma Yoichel, it would seem to be that he is allowed to eat from his own portion. Iva Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Lo Yoichel, Lo Mishel, Lo Mishel Rabbi. We learned in a Braisa, he cannot eat from his own Korban Pesach, if he shechts a Korban Pesach for himself, and not from his Rabbi. The Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, this is not difficult. Kan B'Mishnah Rishayna, Kan B'Mishnah Achrayna. There were two Mishnahs in Masechet Gittin, a first Mishnah and a second Mishnah. And as Rashi brings down, the first Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, Beis Hillel held that a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, as the Gemara will soon tell us, has to work for himself one day and for his master one day in order to split his ability to earn money. Half goes to his master, half goes to himself, and therefore they split it in that way. He works for himself one day and for his master the other day. Later on, Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai that in this situation he will never be able to get married, and therefore, as the Gemara will soon explain, and therefore we force the rabbi to free him, and he has to pay the master who he was a chatzi eved for. He has to pay him. He has to write him a shtar. He has to write him a document that half of his value he will earn and pay back to his master. So the Mishnah, as Rashi explains, is going according, our Mishnah is going according to the Mishnah Rishonah, where Beis Hillel had not yet agreed to Beis Shammai, and therefore he cannot eat from him his own Korban Pesach, because his master on the half of him that is an Eved does not want the half Eved part of him to eat from his own Korban Pesach, from the Eved, the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Charon's own Korban Pesach. So therefore he's stuck, and he cannot eat from his Rabboi. That's the Brisa. And as the Brisa that says that he cannot eat not from himself and not from his Rebbe, that is going according to the Mishnah Rishona, where he was not freed. And since he's not freed, he cannot eat neither from himself nor from his Rebbe. However, our Mishnah that says he can't eat from his Rebbe, but he could eat from his own, that's going according to the Mishnah Achrona, where Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, And therefore, since we are able to force him, it's considered as if the Rebbe had already been forced to free him entirely, and therefore he's allowed to eat his entire Korban Pesach from himself. Let's see it inside the Gemara. Loi kasha, ka mishnah, rishonim, ka mishnah, chorayim. This time we learned in a mishnah in Gittin. Misha chetzav evav chetzav ben chayrin, oivris rabbi yom echad, ves atzmu yom echad, devri beisil, this was the sheet of beisil in the mishnah rishonim. He works half, one day for himself and one day for his master. Beishami yom, beishami disagree, and now we continue on daf. Pay ches amid beis tikantem as rabbi. Beis Shammai says to Basil, you made a takana for his rebbe. As Rashi explains, his rebbe's not losing out anything. He gets the wages of every day that the eved works for himself, for the master. But ves atzmer loy tikantem, the eved is stuck not in terms of monetary in yanim, but in terms of getting married, of having children. Lisa shifchani yachol, he cannot marry a shifcha. As Rashi brings down the pasuk, lo yehei kadosh b'bnei Yisrael, that a Yisrael, the half freed part of himself, cannot marry a woman who is a shifcha. That's the pshat the Targum tells us in lo yehei kadosh, that you can't marry a shifcha. Lisa baschayrin eini yachal shadayin chetziv evit. Lisa shifcha eini yachal shekvar chetziv ben chayrim. Because he's already half free. Lisa Bascharin and Yachash Adayim Chetzav Eved, because he's half an Eved. And therefore, the Jewish girl cannot marry the half that's an Eved. Yevatel, you don't want him to get married at all. Valoyle Nivra Oilam, Elipir Viriv, the whole purpose of the world is to have future generations. Shanamar, the Pasuk says in Yeshayah, Loi Soyim Vra Hashem did not create this world that it should be empty. Elishavis Yisora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that it should be populated. So how will he be able to get married? He's stuck. Elam, they take an oilam for his benefit, for the benefit of mankind. Kaifunus Rabbi Bezna has the power to force the Rebbe to free him. Voisosai ben Chayrin, and the Rebbe frees him. The Kaiser Star al Chatzidamav, and half of his value, he writes an IOU, and he'll pay out his Rebbe what Bezna estimates is half of his value. The Chazru Beis Hillel Arizkabe Shammai, and then in the Mishnah Chron, in the last Mishnah, there in Gittin, Beis Hillel then changed their mind, and they agreed to Beis Shammai. So the Mishnah that says over here that he can eat from himself is going according to the Mishnah Achrona when Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, and therefore since Bezna has the power to free him, it's considered as if he's freed and there's nothing to stop him from eating the part of the Korban Pesach, because we consider it as if there's no more Chetzi Evid over here, since Bezdin, according to Beis Hillel, agreeing with Beis Shammai, says that we could free him. Tosfos on Amud Aleph, in the last Tosfos on the Amud, Divrei Maskil Lisa Shifcha, asks a very famous question, which is also brought down in Masechta Gittin and Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Yud Gimel. And Tosfos' question is, what is the issue over here of him marrying a shifcha because half of him is a ben chorin Yisrael, and Yisrael cannot marry a shifcha because of the law of lo yehi kadosh? Let the assay of pruvu be docha the law of lo yehi kadosh. Tosfos here gives two terutzim to the question, why don't we say assay docha lo saseh? And Tosfos says that would be good for him, but the shifcha has a problem. Because if he's going to marry a shifcha because of a sey doch loisa, but she has nothing to be docha her lo sasa, because she could marry an evet. So there's nothing to be docha her lo. So we see from this Tosus that an assay on one person is not docha a lav on another person. And so says Tosim Bava Basra and Gittin as well. And from this, the Achronim give a pshad in the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says, "Gedoy l'tshuva shadoch halos shabatara." The Gemara in Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis in Yuma says, "Tshuva is great. It's doch halos shabatara. The Klal Yisrael's tshuva is doch the Hashem's losasa of machzer grushasai mishenisas, that someone is not allowed to take back his wife who he divorced to remarry her once she already married someone else. And Klal Yisrael, so to speak, was divorced by Hashem and married the Avodah Zorah, married the other gods. Then Hashem has a losasa to take her back. And yet the assay of tshuva is doch Hashem's losasa to take Klal Yisrael back. And the question all the Achronim ask is, what's the gedoyla tshuva? This is the classic case of assay doch loisa. The Achronim answer, like we see from this Tosfos, an assay on one person is not docheh losa on another. So here too, the assay which is on Klal Yisrael of doing tshuva v'shafta Hashem lekecha, that is not docheh losa of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which is on someone else, as we see from this Tosfos here and Tosfos Bava Basra, that an assay on one person cannot be docheh losa on another, and yet gedoyel tshuva, that the tshuva of Klal Yisrael is docheh losa of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ayin Shum in the Kapas Tmorma, Mesechta Yuma, Peivav, and in Dagois Rabbi Kiva Eger, for a greater Arichas on this matter. Tosfos gives one other teretz here in Psachim, and that is the same teretz he gives in Bava Basra, that the Aveira of Loye Kaddish, he's over with the Hara, with the beginning of the Maisabia, of his having relations with the Shivcha, and he's only Mekayim the Mitzvah of Puravu with the end of the Maisabia, and therefore it's not Be'idna, it's not coming at the same time. Again, you do not say Asei Dachaloisa. A final teretz is found in Taisim Bava Basra, that we have a rule that we only say Asei Dachaloisa when there's no other solution. But here, since we could free him, so that itself tells us that we don't say the rule of Asei Dach Leisa, because we have another Eitzah. It's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. We don't have to be over the Lav. We can be Mekayim Dasei without resorting to the famous rule of Asei Docha Lo Sase. Continues the Mishnah. If someone said to his slave, "Say Ushchot Olayas HaPesach, go out and shecht from your Korban Pesach," and for Korban Pesach it's kosher either a gedi, a young goat, a kid, or a tla, a sheep, and he didn't tell his slave which one he prefers, he was relying on his slave, shach gedi yoichel. If the slave shechted a kid, then he should eat that for the Korban Pesach. Shachat le yoichal. If he shechted, it turns out that he shechted a sheep, he should eat that. The Gemara is going to ask, Pshita, what is the chiddush here of the Mishnah? Shachat gedi utla. If he shechted both a gedi and a tla, so then yoichal min arishin. The Mishnah says that he should eat from the first one that the Eved shechted. Shachach ma omeloi raboi. If he forgot, as the Gemara will explain, after the Shechita and the Zerika, he forgot what his Rebbe told him to get. Ketzad yasa yishcha tle v'gdi. He should shecht both a tle. Excuse me. What I just said is on the next case in the Mishnah. Over here, obviously, the Mishnah is saying that shecht the Eved forgot ma amar loy raboy. So ketzad yasa. What should the Eved do? He doesn't know, he doesn't remember what his Rebbe told him to do. Ketzad yasa yishcha tla gedi. He should shecht both a tla and a gedi. V'yoyim, and he should say, im gedi amar li Rebbe, if my Rebbe told me to shecht the gedi shalayu tla shali. The gedi is his Korban Pesach, and the tla is my Korban Pesach. The Gemara will ask, komash kon eved kon a rabbi. Whatever an eved acquires belongs to his master. So how could a eved have something? How could you say tla shali? We'll see that in the Gemara. V'im tla amar li Rebbe, and he makes a condition that if in fact it turns out when I ask my Rebbe when I come back to the house and he'll tell me I wanted a sheep, so ateleshaloi, then I'm making a condition now that the tle belongs to him, gedi shali, and the gedi will belong to me. Shochach raboy ma'amar loy. But if his Rebbe forgot what he told him, and here is where the Gemara is going to explain that his Rebbe forgot what he told him after the Shechita and after the Zerika of the Korban Pesach. But at the time of the Shechita, the Zerika, he knew what he had asked. It was only later that he forgot. So what is the din? Shneim yoytzim lebeis reifa. So since if he's going to eat the tle, it might have been the gdi, and if he's going to eat the gdi, it might have been the tle. So he might be eating a Korban Pesach that he was not a manui on, that he was not designated on, which he's not allowed to do. So therefore, he's not allowed to eat them. Shneim yetzel beis reifa, both of them have to be burnt. But uptur melasas pesach sheni, because since at the time of the Shechita and the Zerika, he knew what he wanted. And klapish my galyez, Rashi tells us from the Gemara, Hashem knows what he chose. And at the time of the Shechita and Zerika, he could have eaten them because he did remember at that time. So he's potter melas pesach sheni. He has no chiv to make a second pesach in Yudalit ear. Now the Gemara goes to ask a question on the Mishnah, the first in the Mishnah, that Oimer Lavdit Sev Shchoit Elias HaPesach, Shacha Gedi Yoichel Pshita. The Gemara answers, Shacha Gedi Yoichel Afagav Duraga B'Tleh. The Chiddush is that even though normally he would have preferred a Tleh, and it turned out that the Evet Shechted for him something that he really usually doesn't prefer, but since he didn't tell instructions to the Evet, we assume that he wanted it to be designated on whatever the Eved would find to bring as a Korban Pesach, either a Gedi or a Tleh. So even though he's usually eating Tleh, and now the Eved Shech the Gedi, he should eat the Gedi. And the same, the second case, Shach HaTleh, Yoichel Afagav Derogel B'Gedi. If the Eved Shech the Tleh, then the Master should eat a Tleh, even though usually he's Rogel B'Gedi. And now the Gemara has a Kasha on the third case of the Mishnah. Shach HaGedi U'Tleh, Yoichel Menarish Nishid from the first one, Ivotani Willington Brisa, a nim the mashnei psachim keachod. You can't be money on two psachim at one time. You can only be money on one. And as Rashi explains, we can't say that at the time of the eating, he will, through Breira, retroactively tell us which one was shechted on. We have a rule, ein Breira. And Taisa says, I'll prove to you that our Mishnah holds ein Breira by a din of the Raisa. Because if we were going here because of Breira, then the din should be, he should choose which ones he wants. And that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says he should eat the first one. So what's the pshat? He should eat the first one. If we hold Ein Breira. And so we can't say that what he decides on retroactively, that's what he wanted. So we're not going here with Breira. So why is the halacha that he can choose one? At the time when it was shechted, he was designated for both, because the Eved had designated him on both. So, and we have a din einim nino shnei psachim keachad. So why does he take the first one? The Gemara answers, Masnisa b'melech u'malka. Our Mishnah is talking about a king and a queen. And as the Gemara will soon relate, a king and a queen, daitan kala, which means they're not particular. They don't care what they get. They're used to delicacies all the time. Gedi, Tleh, they eat it all the time. So what they're telling basically to the Eved is, whichever one you shecht first, that's the one we wanted, that's the one we were designated on. Vatanya b'nechusa, this is a proof, it's not a question, as Vatanya usually is. Here it's a raya, a proof. Einim d'noshnei psachim g'achot. You cannot be designated for two psachim at one time. U'maisa b'melech u'malka, there's a story with the king and the queen. Sh'amar lav d'im, they told their slaves, su v'shachto olenis ha'pesach, go out and shecht for us a korban pesach. The Yatzu v'shachta olem shnei psachim, and they went out and they shechted for the melech and the malka two psachim. Bo v'shal was a melech. They came to the melech and they said, we shechted two psachim. Which one do you want? Amar lahem lechu v'shal was a malka. Go and ask the queen, as Rashi says, b'ki v'chama hoisa. She was a very wise woman, so the king understood that he should ask his wife. Go ask the queen. Bo v'shal was a malka. They went to ask the queen. Amar lahem, she was wise, and she said to them, this is a shaila, and if it's a shaila, I'm not going to paskin lechu v'shal was from Gamliel. Go ask from Gamliel Dunasi, the head of the Bezdin, he should paskin what I should do. All v'shal was from Gamliel. They went to ask from Gamliel. Amar lahem, he said to them, Malku Melech, the Daitan Kalalem, Yoichlim and Arishan. A Melech and Malku are not particular, so they should eat from the first one. They shouldn't choose here through Breira. We're not going with Breira. Ain't Breira. But why is the halacha yoichlum and arishan? Because that's what they had in mind. What, we don't care what we get. You're going to do gedi for us first? We'll take that. You're going to do tala for us first? We'll take that. Anan, says Rabbi Gamliel, but us, that we're not used to the delicacies as the melech and the malka are, for us it would be a problem. Because since we hold ein breira, so therefore, when we're going to choose right before we eat it, it's, we're not going to be able to say retroactively that's what we were shechted on. So in fact, it comes out that we were like shechted on, we were designated for two korban pesachs, and you can't be for two korban pesachs, so we can't eat from either of them. Because we hold Ein Breira. V'shuv pam achas nimtzas halto b'beis ha-mitbachayim. Once in the beis ha-mitbachayim, the kitchen, they found a lizard, and they thought the lizard was dead. And as Rashi says, the lizard is one of the eight shrotzim, which is mitame b'mago, Echel Mishmoni Shvatzav Tam B'Magon. So they thought that everything here is Tamei. Ubikshu L'Tamei Kol HaSuda Kula. They wanted to be Matamei Kol HaSuda. Bo V'Shal HaSamach, they came to the king and they asked him, what should we do? Amar Lahem L'Chu V'Shal HaSamach, go ask my wise queen. Bo V'Shal HaSamach, she said, let's ask a Shal to a Tamei Chacham. Amra Lahem L'Chu V'Shal HaSamach Gamliel. Bo V'Shal HaSamach, so they asked from Gamliel Amar Lahem, he said to them, Beisam Etchaim Risechot Sainet. Were they cooking in the kitchen with heat, or was it cold foods, ambient temperature? Amru loy. So they answered to the Rabbi Gamliel, Roseach. They were dealing with a hot kitchen. Amru lahem, lechu vitulu aleha, put on the lizard, the haltah, put kaishal tzayin in a cup of cold water. In other words, this lizard, perhaps he fainted from the heat and really is alive. Let's shock him and let's see what happens, if he's really dead or not. They put a cup of cold water on him, and it squirmed. It was really alive. And Rabbi Gamliel was mitar to hold suda, because as Rashi brings down the pasuk, it says concerning a sheretz b'maisam ksiv. Tum is only applicable when the sheretz dies, but here in fact it was alive the whole time. There was no tuma, and mele the whole suda was tar. Nimtze comes out, says the Gemara, from this story. Melech toli b'malka, the king is totally dependent on the queen. V'nimtzas malka toli b'ram gamliel, and the queen is dependent on gamliel. Nimtze is called suda toli b'ram gamliel. Comes out the whole suda was dependent on gamliel. Through his intervention, he was able to be matar the whole suda. The Mishnah continues, Shachach Masham Aloy Rabboi, if he forgot what his Rebbe told him, so then he should check with a Tanai. And if he wanted a Gdi, then the Gdi is his and the Tle is mine. Or vice versa. Frey the Gemara, Shali, the Tle, for example, is mine. Mashkon have a Rabbi. How could he have something, whatever he acquires, his Rebbe acquires? Om Rabbi Abai answers, Hoylech Etzel Roya Ruggle Rabbi Etzloi. He goes to a shepherd. This is what the Mishnah is speaking about, that he should go to a shepherd, which his master is used to going to that shepherd. His shepherd has good business relations with his master, and he's going to try to help out his master. He says to the Eved, I am going to give you one of these boy. In other words, I'm going to give it to you that your master should not have any right to this animal. So whichever one the master does not want, that's yours. And that's the tenai that he makes. One of these animals, whatever my master wants, that's his. And with that, he'll be yotzei the Korban Pesach. If he wants the tle, I get the gdi, because the other one that my master doesn't want, that's the one that the roya was makted to me on condition that I get it. If it's not the one my Rebbe wants, then I get it, and then my Rebbe has no rishus in it. So it is possible to have something that the Eved owns that the master has no right to it. Continues the Mishnah, Shachach Raboi, Masha Amaloi, if the master himself, when the Eved came back, he says, not only did you forget, I also forgot. The din is that both go to the base of Sreifa, but they're potter to make a Pesach Sheni. Om Rabbi, Aloi Shanosh, Shachach, Acher Zrika. Here's where Abai says his din. On this last case of the Mishnah, that is only, when do we say that they don't have to make a Korban Pesach? That's only if he forgot after the Zrika, the Be'in the Izrik Dam, when the Dam was sprinkled. Have a chazal achila. He says, at that time, the Eved will tell him the time that he shachta. He says, yes, I know at that time I was thinking which one I wanted, a gdi or a tle. But now it's a little while later, now I totally forgot. But I knew it when the Zrika was done. So if that's the case, so havi chazil achila, at that time of the Zrika, it was chazil achila. So therefore, he's yaitz to the Korban Pesach with that. Avo shachlov nezrika, but if the master says, I already forgot before Zrika, the chiyizrik dam, when the dam was sprinkled, lo yavi chazal achila, you couldn't have eaten this Korban Pesach, because maybe this is not your Korban Pesach. The gdi, maybe the tle is your Korban Pesach. The tle, maybe the gdi is your Korban Pesach. So then the din is, chayyavi last Pesach sheni, then they would be mechuv to do a Pesach sheni. Ika de masla brisa. Some say that Abayis chilik of lifnei zrika or lachas zrika was actually said on a different case of a brisa. What's the case in the brisa? Chamisha shenasar v'aris b'schem zebzed. There are five people who their skins got mixed up one with the other. V'nimtzas yabelas be'achman, and after the shechit of the Korban Pesach, they found a wart on one of them, and this wart passels the Korban Pesach. So four out of the five are kosher for the Korban Pesach, and one was not. And now we don't know which one was kosher, and which of the four was treif, and which of the and the four of the five that were kosher. The din is kulon yaitz the basis treifa. They all go out to the basis treifa, because how could I eat from this Korban Pesach? Maybe this is the one that had the abelas on it, and it was possible as a Korban Pesach. Uptur melas pesach sheni, but they're possible to make a pesach sheni. Amar Abaya loishanu. When do we say they're possible to make a pesach sheni? The same chilik between lifnei zrika lachas zrika that was said on our Mishnah. Here Abaya says it on this case in the Brisa. When is it that loishanu elshin esar v'lachas zrika? They got mixed up after the zrika. The midnah the zrik dam. When the dam was sprinkled miyah have chazil achila. At that time, at least it was chazil achila, because four out of the five could have been eaten. Avol nisarvu lifnei zrika, but if they got mixed up before the zrika, chayav in last pesach sheni, they're mechuyev to make a pesach sheni, because at the time of the zrika, none of the five were able to be eaten, because there's a suffix, which of the five is the Korban Pesach, is the non-kosher Korban Pesach, so there's a suffix on all five, and none of them could have been eaten. B'shah zrika, then they do have to make a pesach sheni. Concludes the Gemara. Man de masne amasnis. Whoever says Abayis chilek between lifnei zrika lachas zrika on the Mishnah, where the blood is royal zrika. The only thing is we don't know who's designated on it. So there's an external factor coming into play here. So the one who says on our Mishnah that if it's before the zrika, you have to bring a pesach sheni, koshken abraisa. So certainly on the Brisa, where it's a worse case, because one of these is mamish treif, one of them, the dam of the zrika, could not make it kosher for a Korban Pesach. So that's a worse case. So certainly if it was mixed up before the zrika, the din is that you have to bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. But the one who says this chilik between lifnei zrika or achar zrika on the brisa, which is a worse case, avla masnis and loy, but on the Mishnah, even if he forgot which one he had designated, which one he had in mind, the gdi or the tle, before the zrika, the case in our Mishnah, the din will be he will not have to bring a pesach sheni if we learn a bais chilek only on the brisa. Why? Because even the ksherin, because b'yatzem both the gdi and the tla are kosher. They don't have a yabelis. It's just that we don't know which one goes for the eved and which one goes for the rabbi. We don't know which one is the rabbi's. So if that's the case, that we don't know which one's the rabbi, but be'etzin, they're kosher, and Hashem knows which one is the rabbi. And if he would remember right now, we would say, go ahead and eat it. Kivin iksher, and the itker, if he would remember now, havichaz achila, and kameshmaya galya, in front of Hashem, it's revealed which one he had in mind, whether it was the tlar or the gdi. So if I learned the chilik of zrik before zrik or after zrik on the brisa, I would not necessarily learn it on the Mishnah, and I would say that even if he forgot which one he wanted, the gdi or the tla, before the zrika, we would say that he's yoytzei, and he can't eat it, because now he has a suffix, but he does not have to bring a Korban Pesach. He was yoytzei with the Korban Pesach, and he would not have to bring a Pesach sheni. Was yoytzei with the Korban Pesach, and he would not have to bring a Pesach sheni.